Let me give you a couple of the injuries before I turn it over to Rick. Again, once Rick takes over, it's just he's going to make a statement to you. Brandon Albert will be out for this game, as will Anthony Fasano and Justin Houston. They're making progress, in particular the last two.
As you guys know, we listed Dexter with an ankle injury yesterday, and we'll list him today as an ankle injury. He practiced Wednesday. He came into the athletic training room after practice on Wednesday and had a sore and swollen ankle. I was with Dr. Barnhouse when he came in. We got him an MRI and an x-ray, which showed that he had no structural damage in his ankle. He did have a very small cut on the outside of his ankle that he had gotten in the Washington game. So we went into our protocol for when somebody has an infection. So we drew blood on him. We did a swab on the infection site. We got him on antibiotics. And then the next morning, he didn't quite respond. So we had to get him over to Dr. Barnhouse's facility, and he had a very mild or very minor procedure where they opened up the wound, cleaned it out, got him on IV antibiotics, and he was released today. He still has a chance to play on Sunday because it's basically a laceration that he had an infection in. I know the big question is, does he have MRSA, and we don't know that yet because we don't have all of the cultures back. So that's where we're at with Dexter, and if anything it needs to be updated over the weekend, we'll do that. Thank you.
We know, you know, it's a tough environment to play in. We got that, and our players have had a good week of preparation and are ready to play against a good football team, and so that's what we'll do. We travel out there, obviously tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go. Time's yours.
Chad Hall, your punt returner.
Well, Dexter's not out, so but Chad can do that. Yes, I mean he's one of the guys that can do that. We've got a couple guys that actually can do that.
And so Dexter is unable to play. Would Chad get first call?
Well, you've got Chad and you got Q that can do it, and so okay. You know Chad's been working it the whole time as Quentin has. So we'll just see. We'll see how that goes once we go there.
Anything else? Well, Denver's lost last night. Does that kind of put a little more bounce in people's steps, too?
You know, I don't think this team here kind of goes through their preparation the same way every week, and I wouldn't necessarily say that it added to it or took away from it. They just they came into work and had their normal bounce that they have, which is normally pretty fast and aggressive. And
this is for Vahe, not for me. No this problem. Is for Vahe.
That's all right. You ask all the questions you want, dude. Let's go.
Good. I got more.
You're senior here. You can do that.
Talk about a little bit about Jeff Allen, what he brings to this team, and what's he mean to this team.
Yeah, tough guy. And he's battled through a couple little nicks and bruises, and he's a young guy that's getting better. A second-year player, and every week he gets a little bit better.